There was a measly $10 million reward for Osama bin Laden after 9/11. Go look it up, $10 million. And yet for an American citizen who has done nothing more than enrich the lives of hundreds of thousands of people that have worked for him, has paid hundreds of millions of dollars of taxes in the state of New York, has rebuilt the skyline, as he likes to say, served as president for 4 years, was a model private citizen for the previous 35, and now he is public enemy number one, wanted dead or alive. It is almost all I can hear Tommy Shaw singing Renegade in the background going, except that Trump's not writing letters to his mother because she's dead. So I watched earlier today, I watched Jonathan Turley on Fox News and Brian Kilmeade. I wasn't able to grab the audio. Kilmeade asked him, and I didn't know this, and I bet most people don't know this. The Trump people have offered $100 million and written, notarized, and signed guarantees that the buildings, maybe this is it here,
would have been the entirety of the remedy. If the court was really concerned about whether Trump would be honest in future dealings, they could have just imposed a monitor. Instead, he imposes this ridiculous amount of penalty on Trump. This judge has done nothing to introduce any element of fairness through this. And so you're really between a rock and a hard place if you're Donald Trump. You've got a portfolio with real estate, and people don't take real estate in order to float a bond.
And so this is that's the only part they left out is that the Trump people have appealed to the judge and offered $100 million in cash and basically guarantees that they're not going to sell the Trump Tower, they're not going to sell the golf course, they're not going to sell, there's four properties involved. They're not going to sell them. And look, you can put them in receivership or whatever you call it. They're going to stay here. We're not going anywhere. I mean, how do you move an 88-story building to begin with to Trump Tower? But this is all part of a concerted plan. This is we want Donald Trump, and we want him dead or alive, and that's how we're going to get him.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life. From
they're
the
coming for him.
Arm of the law.
It's just Trump singing.
Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home. Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
The song is entirely appropriate. Get him dead or alive. Make him show up, and if he doesn't have a satchel filled with $450 million, start taking his property. Now, this is an abomination that is so profound that even Mark Cuban, that communist, even Mark Commie Cuban has appealed to the governor of New York going like, you can't do this. You cannot allow this to happen. Now, I think what's going to happen here is that someone is going to intervene, and Hateful Kate is going to have to do this. Hateful Kate is the only person that can stop this now is the governor. Hateful Kate is going to have to intervene, and if she wants to save her state, if she wants the remaining businesses there that have that kind of capital, that kind of capital flowing through them, the ones that aren't tied to the Federal Reserve that can't leave, if she wants them to stay, then she's going to have to intervene. And look, what's the upside for Hateful Kate? Hateful Hockle, Satan's apostle. What's the upside? Gratitude. You did the right thing. Just for once in your miserable... And by the way, a practicing Christian, supposedly. A Catholic. Do the right thing. But I'm telling you, I'm flabbergasted by this. As we began the broadcast day today, and we were talking about this. I'm like, these people, they are poking the bear. They want one of you to crack. I didn't believe it 2 years ago or 3 years ago, but you can convince me of it. Hell, you don't even have to convince me of it. They want one of us to start a shooting match. They want one of us to shoot, is what they want. They want blood. Because I believe that they think that the only way that they can maintain power is to try and proclaim some sort of martial law. And I believe that that happened, that, you know, you've got gun owners out here that have almost 600 million weapons in their hands. I don't care about Chelsea Manning's Homo Army and the Tranny 69 and the PMS 31st and whatever, or the PMS 28. Everyone says, "Well, the Army will be doing this." There doesn't seem to be an end to these people's hatred, the ruling elite party and its hatred of the citizens of the United States. And the more they do this, to me, the closer they're pushing us. Again, I keep bringing it up. Are we at December of 1860? And where the incoming Lincoln regime was poking South Carolina, basically daring it to do what the legislature of South Carolina ultimately did, which was to declare, we're out. We're going to secede. We are not going to sit here and take what you're doing and take what you're throwing at us. Now, I want to try and stitch some of this outrage, this abomination that's about to be visited on President Trump. I wanted to kind of tie this to what the Biden regime is doing. I don't know if you saw this video. Janet Huxley just mentioned in Crusade Channel News. There was a gaggle of, 500, 400. Did anyone say how many of there were? And maybe there was I didn't see an aerial shot, so I can't give you the definitive number. Hundreds. Let's go with hundreds. Yeah, there was a gaggle of hundreds of illegal alien criminal trespassers that were gathered on the Mexico side of an impromptu wall that had been put up by the Texas National Guard. And you could tell that. It was a chain link fence with razor wire at the top. And they were agitating, and the gap was about 40 feet. And there were, I don't know what, 10, 12, 15... guardsmen in full fatigues and flak jackets and what have you, rifles slung, and they were trying to stop the hundreds of these illegals. So you can see the video if you're watching Crusade Channel TV, and you all ought to upgrade so you can. Go to crusadechannel.com/go. So they start pushing on the fence. Now, I want to know, this looks like an insurrection. This looks like January 6th insurrection to me. I thought this stuff was illegal. Is Merrick Garland going to prosecute? They're going to monitor. They're going to send a sky marshal to monitor Jose Orge and the boys for perpetrating this insurrection, this assault against the border of the United States. So you watch the video, and they start pushing on the fence, and they start trying to rip one part of it apart. They ultimately succeed, and they do rip one part of it apart. And then when that gives way, then you have another one that's standing there, another couple of them that are standing there, and they're ready with bolt cutters, and they cut the razor wire. I mean, this is obviously prepared. This was planned. And they cut the razor wire, and then they start pushing on, and there's enough of them to push on the 10 or 12 soldiers that are there. And they basically push one of them down, and they push the rest of them out the way, and then they go and storm, and then they race to the actual, and here's an irony of ironies, they race to the wall that President Trump had built. And then you got soldiers standing on the other side of the wall with guns. This is the Crusade Radio Network. So you see this whole thing unfold. There it is. Maggie's got it up on she's putting it up on the screen in just a second here on Crusade Channel TV. And now this is literally, even if you had a Democrat dictionary in your hands, this is literally, that's an invasion. They were told no. There are soldiers with guns. There is clearly a delineated borderline. They are told, no, go back. You can't come in here. And then they break through the preliminary barrier, and then they get stopped on the other side by the Trump wall that has been put up. And so then they are grabbing that wall and shaking it and screaming obscenities. This was literally now an invasion. It is not deniable that the southern border of the United States has been, that we have been invaded. We've been invaded by land. We've been invaded by sea across the Rio Grande. And now we've been invaded by air through treason, through Biden's treason air. And the illegals are now making their way out there across the amber waves of fuel. And, you know, I told a story yesterday. I think I was one of the first to break this story. That this Awad Hamad, or whatever the hell his name is, was on the terror watch list. How did he get into the United States? No, Awad Hagos is the name. No one knows. The FBI claims that they don't know. The DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, claims that they don't know. Immigration Customs Enforcement, that's ICE, claims that they don't know. CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, claims that they don't know. There are no, just like trying to get the Epstein flight logs now, trying to get the Treason Air flight logs. But when they captured this guy and they ran his fingerprints, the cops in North Carolina are like, you can imagine the moment that they went through there, because the cops in North Carolina were like, holy, he's on the terror watch list. And he was shooting up a business. He had a gun. How in the hell did someone... Think about this. You had these libtards that maraud across the countryside, demanding that all of us law-abiding citizens be disarmed. We need gun control. We need stronger gun laws. We need this. We need this. And American people are out there demanding it. Why aren't the same people out there demanding that the foreigners that have invaded be disarmed? It's almost as though that they kind of want them to be armed. So I'm telling you, folks, something is going on here. This is the Crusade Radio Network and the Mike Church Show, welcoming all of our listeners back on our stations across the amber waves of Biden's reclamation here. They can't have it both ways. So now foreigners get to use the Second Amendment. Even foreigners on the terror watch list get to use the Second Amendment, but actual citizens do. I think that we're reaching a crisis moment here. And if Maltitia James and Judge Engmore on, if they're not told by Hateful Kate, because maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe Biden has to make the phone call. But I would think to me that it would be the mayor of New York and the governor of New York in cahoots would need to make the call and go, like, take the deal. Let's be the bigger people here. He's not going anywhere. We're not going to lock him up anyways. We're not going to stop him from campaigning. We're probably going to lose on appeal. And he's not going to lose the buildings anyway. We've done all the damage that we can do. Take the $100 million. At least he can't use that to campaign on.